that might not fit it the best too. So yeah, I like to mess things up in a way. And like, I mean, some parts of the album too, like they are still like in this original form, like in just like guitar and voice order of things. But other songs, I think, like for instance, the intro was like, it was a completely different song, and then I slowed it down, like I think by doubling the length of it, basically, and it's completely unrecognizable, basically, to what it was before, right? So yeah, that's, I like that.
Do you have some kind of audience in mind while making music, or what would you say is a good situation to hear your music?
Right. I should think more like that. I don't have a specific audience in mind, to be honest. I hope people find my music to be sounding interesting and also listening to the lyrics a bit, maybe. And for me personally, it would be great if you just, while shoveling SoundCloud, came up with one and you're on your phone at home and it's like, it just comes up and maybe strikes an
over. So not on your headphones, but on your shitty speaker from your telephone? Or
it would help if the speaker was especially shitty, if it like cracks a bit and stuff, that would be great.
So this is a proper instruction. Is there a special song you have some kind of attachment to?
I mean, the album deals a lot with like the like death, right? And like especially loss of like people close to you, family members and stuff. So I think they all in some way are a bit close to me. There's a song, Brother, that I kind of am especially fond of in a way. I don't know, it's hard to like appreciate your own ideas, right? But this one especially has been laying on my drive for quite a while now, and I grew kind of fond of it because it's kind of like in a good spot, I think, between fiction and reality in a way. And it, to me, it's like it's pretty, right? It's like a pretty song.
Maybe you can tell me about the idea of the album, because family is, as a name, can touch different cornerstones of, I don't know, meaning.
Totally. It could be anything, right? I mean, in my head, it was like narrowing it down, the idea from just writing an album about death, right, to write it about family. So it kind of, in this way of transitioning, I think it's already apparent that it's kind of like, it's not like a super happy way of thinking about family, which it of course also could be. And it just was kind of during the pandemic, right? Like, three of my very close family members actually died. I mean, they died during the pandemic, but not due to the pandemic, right? So it was all because it was hard to actually meet the people surrounding them and stuff. It wasn't so clear what actually happened, right? You kind of just hear about on the phone about the death of a close person. So it kind of evolves around that, like kind of connecting ideas that I had of these people with, not maybe mystery, but like it's not totally clear, right, what happened. So there's like an element of fiction mixed into that, and I try to find a maybe fictional way of dealing with that in a sense. Yeah.
So that was a lot of talk about music and difficult topics. Hyperset is currently doing their degree in musicology. Maybe that's an explanation for this word rich explanations about his music. But now let's listen to their song Brother, a song that was mentioned in the interview. Thank you. Brother by Hyperset from their brand new album Family. As mentioned before, Hyperset releases their music first and foremost through SoundCloud, and so you will find a massive backstock with songs by Hyperset on SoundCloud. But as they told me, the album hopefully will find its way on other digital platforms as well. Now to our ongoing segment of rather popular acts from Germany singing in German language that are so-called Fesch.
Fesch!
We already had Sorry 3000 and their debut album Warum Overthinking Dich Zerstört in one of our previous broadcasts. This year they released their praised second album Grüße von der Überholspur. There's a lot of talk about something called Neue Neue Deutsche Welle, and Sorry 3000 are often coined on this term. We are listening to their song Entschuldigung. A proper lesson on saying I am sorry in German.
Entschuldigung, Entschuldigung, tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung. Entschuldigung, tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung. Reicht? Reicht? Ist es jetzt wieder gut? Oh, es reicht noch nicht, oder? Es reicht noch nicht, oder? Oh, es reicht noch nicht, oder? Es reicht noch nicht, oder? Entschuldigung, Entschuldigung, tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung. Reicht? Reicht? Ist jetzt wieder gut? Ist jetzt wieder gut? Oh, es reicht noch nicht, oder? Es reicht noch nicht, oder? Oh, es reicht noch nicht, oder? Es reicht noch nicht, oder? Gut, okay, Entschuldigung, Entschuldigung, tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung. Reicht? Ist jetzt wieder gut?
The song Entschuldigung by Sorry 3000 just came out this year on Audiolied on their second album Grüße von der Überholspur. And now we are looking for a different label also from Hamburg as well as Audiolied, Sozialistischer Plattenbau, Prinz Istari, also known as Istari Lastafari, and he does great dub music. In this case, he made an album where Prinz Istari meets Erik Satie in a heavy dub encounter, and we are listening to their song Gymnopädie Dub Number 1. Thank you. Istari meets Erik Satie in a heavy dub encounter, and the young Prince Istari first heard the music of Erik Satie when his mother played his sweet little piano pieces at their home. And ending up this edition of Indire is a track by the notorious DIY producer and label owner STL, who is hailing from Bad Harzburg in the Harz Mountains in the middle of Germany, bringing you an eternal high, or as STL told me, just a funny little track from his digital series on his very own label, Something Records. Bye bye, my name is Berg, and you listen to the 122nd edition of Indire, brought to you by Radio Korax in Halle. This is STL with his track Eternal High.
Exchange Network Radio Show, co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.
Mm-mm.